Right, hello and welcome to episode 6 of the BDB podcast. I am Chris, your host, kind of as usual. With me today we have Selby.
I want to be the Green Ranger specifically.
Still on fucking Power Rangers.
Still want to be a Power Ranger.
Okay, we have Ty.
Is it weird that I fart in my sleep?
Yes.
And Grandpa Jared.
Oh yeah, how's it going?
Got him. Toto's going to do it, and he did it.
He's not Grandpa Jared, just forever.
No, not forever. I mean, for a while until we get bored of it. So,
for this episode,
then next week, I'll be like, I mean, we could keep doing it, but, you know, that's not.
Jared's not a hipster. Those are just his clues. As he is a
clue,
grandpa.
Glue.
What the hell, Ty?
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
That sounds like the adult version of Blue's Clues.
Is that seriously an Iron Man suit?
Yes, yeah. The Hydro Armor. We were talking about Iron Man story before. It says, I am, like, the biggest Iron Man
fan
ever.
Which Iron Man is that?
That's the Hydro Armor.
Oh, so underwater armor?
Yeah. It's built for underwater operations, but it can sort of break up into lots of pieces. Awesome.
But how do you... What if he has to take a shit?
The suit has a filtration system built into it. He can just go if it's an emergency, and it'll sort it out for him.
But, you know what would be funny? I wonder how it dumps out.
It probably empties back at the base when he gets
out. Imagine he's just flying with like a bunch of fire jets and all of a sudden he sees discharge come out. It's like, oh, what was that? Oh, filtration system, you know.
You know what's strange is Tony is smart enough that he probably has built in like an emergency thing so that he can like blind jets windows or something if he really needs to.
Just that's a thing. How do you stop bad jet? Shit.
I love the thought that the US military has upped its airplane with train waiver budget by £10 million to account for Tony Stark.
That's kind of humans, people matter. Which shouldn't be an issue you should be worrying about when you're in fact a plane.
Oh yeah, I forgot my root beer. Hold on, I'll be back.
Well, Ty's gone.
Okay, Ty's kind of just going to get root beer. Okay.
Well, Ty just does this all the time. Don't even act shocked that Ty does things.
I'm willing to bet that when he comes back, he calls us all.
I'll at you, boy. You guys wait, root beer.
Oh no, he didn't. Normally, sure back right. Goes, "What's up, assholes?"
Anyway, it wasn't that far away. Gone.
I reckon we can properly talk about Iron Man next podcast. Like,
oh yeah,
has to be two weeks. Two weeks, it's okay to spoil.
Yeah, we want to spoil it, but I'm the biggest Iron Man fan ever.
I didn't see Iron Man.
I don't have a movie theater up here.
Why would you have your own movie theater, Ty? I mean, we know you're well off, but damn.
Ty, I still have your fucking rescue bot, which we totally had to buy, and your fucking Munchkins, which you bought, and we totally had to buy.
What are Munchkins?
It's a card game.
Oh, I thought they were a little...
Yeah, that Risk board was baller, though.
That was pretty cool. And then had that card that was like, if you open this card, bad things will happen. Opened it.
What was in it?
It was a card that was like, young eyed cursed or some shit.
Yeah.
What type of Risk was it again?
Arm.
I forgot.
I have no idea. It's like in the back room. I can't be fuck on check.
Oh, fuck. What was it?
Do you guys remember what type of Risk
it was? I think it was just like an anniversary version of it. I don't think it wasn't like a special kind.
No, it was a special kind. If it wasn't a special kind, I wouldn't have bought it. It was an awesome...
Right, fine. I'll go check.
Thank you.
I don't know. You said you wouldn't have bought it, but in fairness, Ty, you do seem to piss away a lot of money.
I could just, like, probably find it.
Are you going to Google
it? He needs to find it. Because we need to know. This is like a need to know thing at the moment.
Was it Risk Legacy?
It might
Risk
have been.
Risk Legacy.
Oh, yeah! There you
go. Oh, really? Did you get it? did I actually get it? Or?
Yeah, I called it.
It's a good job Risk is a game, otherwise, we'd be getting severely off topic.
Don't want to get off topic now, Jared. I'm fucking crafty.
Exactly, I don't want to smack him.
Got him good.
Got me. Know what I've got? Fucking Nintendo pulls out of E3.
No, don't even start, you absolute fucking wanker. See, can't have fun because I'd never have to talk about fucking Nintendo at E3, otherwise...
Fuck your fun, see, now we have to talk about it.
I'm very interested in Nintendo's pulled out at E3, because they're one of the three big major players.
Dude,
this is
gonna suck. There's going to be no XY reveals for E3.
Yeah, exactly, Ty. I was going to get to that, only Ty jumped in and fucking hit me. But, like, they're one of the three big players. Right. But they're the one people really want to see at E3. You know,
plus, no one really likes Nintendo except for the Pokemon and Fire Emblem.
Apparently, it's to do with like a new Mario game and new Zelda game.
What? So they want to keep it like for like a private release or something?
Well, yeah, though. Cool. That's what Microsoft.
See, that's because getting pissed off because they announced the Wii U at E3, and I was like, oh, and then Sony had their own event, and then Microsoft had their own event, so now they're like, oh, we're dicks, we fucked up.
Exactly.
So like, fuck it, we'll have our own event with blackjacks and hookers. You know, that's exactly what it's come down to.
I would prefer it if they had it with Jack Black and Hookers.
It probably will.
Essentially, that means awesome. E3 is now just going to become like Ubisoft based because if you remember correctly, Ubisoft is the only other company that had a press conference at E3 last year.
Well, probably World of Warcraft may show up.
Well, Blizzard are done with E3 as well. Blizzard don't do E3.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, but no one likes Blizzard and their freaking monopoly of bullshit.
Doesn't Blizzard have their own thing?
You know how many times I've gotten hacked?
5.
My account being hacked? Actually, 7.
Oh, that was pretty close, actually.
I was pretty
My account has been hacked 7 times, twice with the key authenticator. Which I never thought possible. But they did.
World of Warcraft or something, Ty?
I only played it because my friends played it, and I could only get to like level 70 before I was like, you know, this is really boring.
I don't only level 70, which is in fact the level cap.
Level cap isn't 70. It's 95.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I thought I haven't played it that much.
It was 70.
See, that's how long ago I played.
Long ass time ago.
I played it. Me and Chris once bought like the disc for £3.
Well, they got free. Is that where we got? And that's
no, they
we
were
got
really
them.
Cheap. We were just really bored.
Oh, they were like, well, they were like 50p or some shit.
But then we had to leave our computers on all night to update.
And we
just, and after that, he just couldn't get into it. And I tried it for the 3 months and was like, I'm not paying for this again.
Like, I played it for like maybe 25 minutes. I was like, I can't do it.
I played as a code people. I like to be code people.
I couldn't do it. I tried it.
I don't know what they're called.
Right, Duane, I'm just going to bring it up here. Right, like, last week, my microphone was a bit too close to my mouth. So I sound like a pedophile.
You always sound like a pedophile.
Do I sound like a pedophile right now?
You're a little far away.
I mean, yeah.
You're just
clearing it out, it's a pedophile, not a pedophile.
You would know.
No, because then you can't be pedo fingers.
You see, like, I've got my mic sitting away from my mouth because I don't want to be breathing into it. So it's either, you know, it's kind of...
I think you should just stop breathing, that's a better option.
That's a better option. And also, last week, you probably heard, I was going to do it, you probably heard like this shit. That was, I was playing practice mode of Injustice while we were recording, because I'm an asshole.
So
yeah,
you
probably still shit. Sucks at it.
Ty, I've fucked you up every single fucking time. What's your fucking Windows record of me?
Oh,
yeah, you
oh,
shut the fuck up, Ty, so I thought.
Oh, the story.
What?
Told.
Got
I wasn't even paying attention, but yeah, you got me.
Ty just doesn't give a fuck. Like, honestly.
So, there was a story me and Seb was supposed to tell like 3 weeks ago. Oh, but we didn't do it. Me and Seb got a lift in HMV. And we got a lift, and we just started shooting the shit, you know, just having a chat. And then... honestly, about 3-4 minutes went by, and then we were like, did we gotta push the fucking button? Didn't push the button.
No, we didn't. We were actually just standing in the lift.
Standing in the lift, just talking.
So you, what, you were actually generally standing in a non-moving lift?
Yeah.
None of you realized for 3 minutes, though.
Yeah,
we were just there. But then I started thinking, what would be really funny is if I have an airman suit. So if I had the airman suit, we just stood in the lift and waited for people to open the fucking door and just jumped on them. I think it was hilarious. What was that?
I don't think a frog
just
died.
Yeah, so I was dead there like an angry frog.
But like, we stood in that fucking thing, it's like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, wait, did we push the button?
Meh.
And then we didn't even push the button right afterwards. We went into a laughing fit for like 10 minutes.
So we went out there for literally about 8 minutes.
Yeah, we spent so long.
And the HMV lift only goes to fucking 2 floors.
I know, it goes to the bottom floor or the top.
That's it.
And then we were just in there, just waiting around. Sort of enjoying our own reflections.
Oh, today me and Selby kind of stole candy as well.
No, what? You stole candy, dickface.
Right.
I'm being a scumbag again.
Right, no. No, right. What happened was, we went into Hawkins Bazaar, which is like a little...
Yeah.
Shop, because sales bollocks.
That shop's awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's okay for you to go, yeah. But our listeners may not know.
Yeah, exactly. So we went in, and we were just looking about, and there was like a little crane machine, that had fucking it had sweets in it, and the guy's like, oh yeah, I'll give you a coin and you can have a go. We were like, yeah, let's go for it. And I was about to wear a bunch of like sweets out of it, and then my phone went, so I had to answer it. But when I was on the phone, it timed out. And the guy with the coins that went to it, I was like, I really want those sweets, yeah, I saw them. So I just flipped the machine upside down and lifted the hat, and we just took a handful and walked out.
The machine was there for children to win sweets. And he literally took candy from a baby. Like,
Chris,
I'm laughing, but I enjoyed it as well.
You are an absolute scumbag, look.
Here, funny as dicks, right?
And you know what? Those lollies tasted good.
I was looking at them. I just had the fudge.
They were tight. And then I enjoyed, like, chewing on the stick like a toothpick for ages. I looked so badass.
And then you dropped it in, what was it, Thailand?
Yeah, and then I just dropped it, looked at the ground, went, oh. I just walked on, it was depressing as fuck. Oh god, well,
that was pretty funny.
I can't believe you stole sweets from a fucking shop.
So yep. You say I stole them. They were free.
You didn't steal them.
No, they were free.
You give you a coin, right? One coin.
Yeah.
You meant to win one.
Which, you meant to win one. How many did you take?
Fuck.
And then he immediately asked me, he's like, I want some fucking fudge, and then he had the fudge all happy.
No, I was about to win the fudge though.
No, you weren't.
You weren't.
I was, and then I had to pick up a phone. I had the fudge in the claw.
But the phone was always going to ring. That's how time works, Chris. So, you know, you never want to want it because the phone always want to ring, and then you always want to answer the phone and not want it.
So every time
who was it that rang you?
Mum. Because she needed me to pick something up for her.
Blame your mum. You should have asked your mum for sweets because she rang. And you'd be like, Mummy, you made a timeout.
I got my sweets. Fuck off.
Okay. Oh, well, you still scumbag. Listen.
It's your mum.
So that was... I think that was the scumbag thing we were supposed to talk about from today, Selby. And that's
was,
mistaken.
I remember earlier we were talking about what do we do today.
I thought I forgot to press record. I did not.
Wait, okay. On a now?
What?
Oh god, Chris scared the hell out of me there.
No, I recorded. We're fine. Don't worry about it.
If you're wondering why I'm not being so funny today, it's because I am fucking exhausted.
Yo, this podcast was supposed to start like 2 fucking hours ago. And
it's okay. Nobody thought you were funny anyway, so...
Everyone thinks I'm funny, Ty, except you.
And I'm pretty tight. It's fucking funny.
See? Jared says I'm fucking funny.
Not even funny. Fucking funny.
Exactly.
Fucking.
Ty, you have
no... He's so fucking funny. Fucking.
Was that meant to be our accent? Is that what
nah,
that was?
Ty's attempt's pretty fucking feeble.
Ty, can you do a Belfast accent?
Oh, feeble, nice vocab.
Ty, can you do a Belfast accent?
I can bellhop.
That is
so, he can in fact carry bags.
That, okay then, yeah. That's, well, there's Ty's life.
Close enough, right?
We know what Ty's doing with the rest of his life, so that works out pretty well.
Ty's dude, fucking Ty had a great conversation with his dad last night on the phone, where he's explaining to his dad that he had to do, like, I can test semesters worth of homework in like 3.5 hours. And then, I don't know, the conversation ended up, he's like, yeah, I'll do it. And it just turned into, I'm just going to YOLO my way through it.
I'm going to YOLO my way through it.
Oh, yeah. I've done my entire A-level physics coursework in 1 week.
Oh, that's something we haven't talked about. I once at Selby's homework.
Oh, God, that was so funny.
Did we talk about that?
You've told me this before.
Yeah, we told you, but did we tell the world, Jared?
Okay, alright.
Did we tell the world?
Shout out to our downloader in fucking Kazakhstan.
Yeah, our downloader in Kazakhstan. We love you, whoever you are. You are our favorite listener.
Just that one guy.
Whoever you are,
we don't know.
Whoever you are, you know, give us a shout out on the Facebook page. We'll say hi.
Shout out to Derek Rose, man, that nigga tight.
Actually, I'm going to give the proper address to our page just in case I do it wrong. Yep. So, it is literally just facebook.com/BDB podcast with the first B being a capital and the first, and well, if I say the first P.
Does anybody know what BDB means? If they don't, then we will keep it a secret so it makes it even mysterious.
Nah,
we talked about it in like the third podcast, like somebody asked what it was.
You were
here.
Motherfuckers.
It wasn't.
We'll probably go over that again. We are open to questions.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, if you want to ask us questions, you know, shoot us up at the Facebook.
Q&A would be cool as shit.
I don't think we have enough listeners for a Q&A.
We'll fucking find out and put it on the fucking Facebook page.
Yeah, boy.
I would love to do a Q&A.
We've changed over to the Facebook page from the Twitter because Twitter deletes comments off their way, so we can't read them.
Or
recommendations about what we're supposed to talk about. See, that'd be pretty baller too.
Yeah, if you got something you want our opinions on, shoot us up. We will talk about it. Not all of them, if we have like a million fans, which we don't.
We have like 22.
But, yeah,
we have 22.
We have in fact 24.
We followed you, all 24 of our fans, even though most of them are from Jared's friend list.
That's because I just invited like everyone from my friend list.
I was going to that and I was like, no, don't want this person. Don't want this person.
Well, I selectively, anyone, meaning like my family and shit.
I didn't want to invite people who wouldn't be interested in
that. It was mainly just like my older family and stuff. I was just like, no point sending that to them because they barely know how to work a computer. Probably.
In fairness, I don't want to share it on my Iron Man Facebook page.
Did anyone join?
I don't know. I don't know my Iron Man viewers.
Okay.
I'm not friends with them.
Well, you tried, sure. And that's what we can ask for me.
That's exactly what it is. I would do my friend list. I don't know, like, I don't know half the people, my friend.
Right, hold on something here, right. Pretty much every fucking time in Sabagultang, there's this one fucking guy, every time he sees us, he comes over, he's like, hello lads, can you give me this voucher for the sandwich shop? And you're like, oh yeah, thank you. Right, this happens pretty much every time we fucking go to Tang. And he says it's a voucher. It's not, it's fucking menu. It's just the fucking menu, but it's like, here, have a voucher for a voucher. Is it a voucher?
They make it seem like they're doing you a deal. It's like, get a sandwich and a drink for £5. That's not a deal.
That's like people coming to your door being like, oh, don't worry, I'm not trying to sell you anything. And they finish it with like, oh, it just costs a fiver.
It's like, ah, fucking bullshit. Said it was.
It's just, you can fuck off. That's what you can do.
I was in town a while ago with two of my other friends that aren't Chris.
It's very rare that he does that, though.
What?
It's very rare that you do that.
I'm going to let him finish. Are you done coughing?
It's Ty.
Ty, you
group beer in the wrong pipe.
Well, can you drink any fucking thing in this podcast by fucking killing yourself?
Maybe he would kill himself against a fucking piece. No, I'm sorry. That was horrible.
That was pretty rough, Selby.
That was pretty horrible. I apologize. Okay, but
fucking damn you.
I got fed up with a flyer 100 people one time when I was out like a few weeks ago with two of my other friends.
Was this Chris?
What?
Chris?
No, this wasn't the other Chris. This was Mark and Adelina. And we were walking by, and a woman.
You have a friend named Leia? That's
yes,
awesome.
Why not? So we were walking past, and this woman comes walking right up to me, and she stands right in my way, like not letting me pass. And like, excuse me, can I give you a wee flyer for my beauty shop? And at first I was offended, like, what a fucking
a wee flyer.
Yeah, a wee flyer. So she could, okay, a small flyer for my beauty shop. At first I was offended because you're like, I bet you calling me ugly. But I just wanted to get past her. So I was like, yes, fine. And I took one, and I went to walk on past, and I looked down, and I realized she gave me two. So I took one of them, and I walked straight back up to her, and I went, you gave me two, you crafty bitch. And I handed her one back. And walked off. She was not happy.
Oh my god.
She's like, and then Mark and Adelina were like, Sylvie, you can't just do things like that. And I was like, no, we don't teach them.
Fucking did it.
I was like, no, if we don't teach them, they won't learn.
I don't know.
It was funny.
Chris, did you actually see the trailer for the Ratchet and Clank movie?
No.
No,
I didn't, but I'd totally see it because Ratchet and Clank is one of my favorite games.
Never played it, so kinda don't give a fuck.
Ratchet and Clank is awesome.
What the fuck, Chris? That's definitely something you should go play.
Well, I didn't get a PlayStation 2 when it was like the thing, so yeah. And by the time I was like, do you want PlayStation 2? I was like, no, I want a GameCube.
Me and Chris are both kind of morally against the PS3.
Ratchet and Clank movie, it looks like the game's generally a good idea for a actual movie.
Is it an animated movie?
Yeah, it's an animated movie, so
good.
Apparently it looks a lot like the video game.
It does, it looks exactly like the game.
So it's just one big long video game cutscene.
Yeah, essentially.
Is it like canon? Does it take place during, after, before?
I don't know. I sort of lost track of the Ratchet and Clank story, to be honest. But basically, it's written by the guy who worked on all the recent Ratchet and Clank games. He's writing the script, so
that's pretty cool. I like those little. You know, I like those games where you're like a main character and you have.
I like you.
I know you do, buddy.
You're a good guy.
I am.
That just came out. I like.
I like the, you know, that format of game where you play as one sort of really powerful dude and you have like a little weak sidekick who can do useful stuff like Jack and Daxter and Ratchet and Clank and all those. I really like those games. I always think they're always fun and they don't take themselves too seriously and they're just good to play.
Yeah, that's the thing, it's just like casual games. It's not that hard.
I know, exactly. I mean, but I like games that are like willing to joke about themselves, you know what I mean? Like, Ratchet and Clank takes the piss out of itself all the time.
The only thing that sucks about it isn't going to be out till another 2 years, but at least it's doing something.
It will be out the same year as Avengers 2. What film do you think I'm more concerned about?
Yeah, someone riddle me this real quick, right? I think I already know the answer to this, but do you have to be friends with someone or some shit to post on their like Ask FM account? Or some shit?
Yeah.
And they're Ask FM though, do that anonymous.
I'm just getting blamed to post and shit, and it's like, could I even do that if I wanted to, or?
Chris, you're being hounded.
She can't do that.
I'm always being fucking hounded.
Chris, let's not bring your personal shit into this, we don't have all year.
We fucking don't.
Exactly.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of time to get into Chris's personal life.
Man, that's my fault though.
America. Well, it's not my personal life. It's hardly my fault.
I love like Ty's occasional feedback. America.
Ty's occasional feedback. I mean, all he fucking ever says.
I bet he told me he liked me, which is kind of nice considering he's normally threatening the house act with my mum.
She's a good lady. She's a good lady. Oh, always offers her services whenever you need them.
She always speaks very fondly of you afterwards, Ty. She says, "For a mom with such a small penis, he knows how to use it very well."
I do. I'm great at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, Chris. They had like a. It wasn't working, but they had like a proper big ass sushi bar in the Edinburgh airport today with like big convertible that goes like the whole way around it.
Yeah, Sakura's having this.
What?
They had one, but it wasn't working, so they may as well have not had one.
That's the point.
but it was like it looked really fancy. It sucked that it wasn't open.
Oh, is the point out, Jared, she's from Delicacy, and he's pretty much just off a flight.
Woo. Yep.
Yeah, safe flight is like what, maybe 45-minute flight.
It's not even. It's like 25 minutes.
No, you get it.
I
wouldn't be.
I have to get buses, and I have to like wait in the airport for ages. I've only been home for like 4 hours.
When I flew to London, I was so surprised at how fast it was.
Didn't buy He magazine though.
It's ridiculous.
See when I go to London properly, I'm gonna post you a copy of Heat magazine.
I don't want you to post it. Two Megas want you to fucking buy one.
Okay, I will. Do they even still make Heat magazine?
I'm pretty sure they still make Heat magazine.
What's Heat magazine?
It's like a gossip magazine.
It's a magazine about women going through the menopause.
Is that a thing? Yo, Ty, what the fuck is the Forbes?
Yeah, what is Forbes?
Forbes?
Ty?
Is that like a rich person magazine?
Post us a copy.
No, it's not a rich person magazine. Talk to my rich people.
Oh, okay.
Post us a copy. We
want to
read it.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to read it. I just want to know what the fuck it was.
You know, in the Forbes top 10 fictional characters, like rich people, Tony Stark is richer than Batman, and that makes me happy.
Well, he has to be richer than Batman. I mean, look at that fucking house. Batman lives in like a haunted house.
Yeah, Batman lives in like a creepy ass mansion. He's all like, my parents.
Do you know who's been the top of the four, like top 10 fictional rich list character for like 10 years?
What?
Fucking Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
He's like the richest fictional character
he
ever.
He swims in gold. I mean, you can't get much richer than that.
If you jumped into a pair of gold coins, you would die.
Yeah, so I'm fucking Family Guy.
It's not a fluid, okay? It's a pail of metal. It's no different than jumping into any other pail of metal. Unless, of course, you're talking about mercury, in which case you would drown or get some really severe poison.
Yeah, you end up with mercury poison.
But, yeah, see, I was just...
You guys heard about the Egyptian tomb that they're not opening just because they don't have the proper technology? Because there's things about the one... what do you call it? Pharaoh? Is that the person who's the leader of, like, Egyptians? The Pharaoh?
Yeah.
The leader of all Egyptians.
The leader of the Egyptians. I love that.
Yeah, the Pharaoh was put into a tomb filled with mercury. Like, they took out a whole bunch of mercury and let his body rest in mercury. And they just want to know, for the YOLO, if he is actually preserved inside the mercury, because they thought that would be pretty dope.
That's kind of interesting, because when would you ever come across a body buried in mercury again?
I love Ty's term.
Actually,
off
I don't
for
think
the
it's
Yulu.
Technically buried in mercury. I think you're submerged in mercury.
You'd probably be right. I don't know. Well, it is a liquid form of a metal, so because it's liquid, yeah, it would be submerged. Pretty
you're
cool.
Technicalness.
We are.
I love it.
So far off topic right now, it's
hilarious. That's fine. So for a point, I don't. So as Jared will tell you, I am very opposed to doing anything for my birthday, and people keep trying to force me to do shit. It's not happening.
They want you to have an iPhone 5 for your birthday?
No, they want me to do stuff for my birthday, and it's not happening.
See, I'm...
How did I hear iPhone 5? I thought you said you wanted...
Maybe you fucking just want one.
No, Jared was talking about a dude earlier that had two
iPhone
5s.
Yeah, dude...
Excuse me.
Dude on the bus to Edinburgh had fucking two iPhone 5s. I was like, what the fuck?
One for porn. That's what it was.
I understand people having like a business phone, but normally one is really shitty and one is good.
You know what I think is really funny?
You don't have two
iPhone
5s.
What's that, Ty?
You can put your iPhone on private browsing.
You can do that with my Samsung Galaxy S3 Mini.
Got him.
Oh, one gives a fuck about Samsung.
I do, because it's better than your fucking iPhone.
No, it isn't.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck either way.
But I can fucking improve a browser, and it's open source, and I don't need to jailbreak it, and I can do whatever I want.
You're a hooker.
Adam.
You're the one to fucking pay for it.
I didn't pay for it.
Oh, well, I received a check from you, and your anus was pretty well fucking taken care of.
Oh, yes, my anus is pretty well preserved, thank you very much.
Yeah, and mercury under the water. Fucking, like,
press
a perv.
Press 5 to 1 on Selby.
Nah. See, here's the thing, though. Even if Ty wins, he loses.
Why is that?
Because he's the deckhead, he'd be the stroke victim.
Exactly, that's what it is. Selby's had 2 strokes. Ty, what are you picking on the stroke victim for?
I think of course, rape victim.
Selby has to refer to himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright.
I've had 2 strokes. I've been stabbed in the arm. I fucking had a lamppost dropped on my head.
You got stabbed in the arm. I was fucked up. We were in drama. We were in fucking drama. It's like, yo, what the fuck, Selby? And then he just came in. He's like, sorry, I got stabbed. And she's like, yeah. He's like, oh, no, like, I legitimately got stabbed.
And I had to take out my arm.
Like, some of your, like, roughest stories start with, we were in drama.
Am I drunk?
Name one more story to start it with. We went on.
What was it? I think your homework being ripped up.
But then that didn't start with we went drama.
Something else started within drama. I can't remember.
We had some fun time in that drama.
Unless you called me back on that.
I remember a time that our drama teacher didn't come in for like 4 weeks. So.
Oh, is this the chair bowling?
Yes, yeah, so Kristen stacked chairs up into a pyramid and called the chair bowling and just fucking pushed each other into the chairs on the computer.
That's genius.
But
it wasn't the most not painful thing to do.
Oh god. I remember in Halo 3, bring it back to games, see how I did that.
We're getting back off in a second, actually, don't worry about it.
But I became obsessed with the skull in the final level of Halo 3.
Oh yes.
I named him Fester. And any time we put that mission on, I would just do nothing but try and get the skull and take it with me to the end of the game.
We did it a few times.
I did it a whole lot of times.
On
the final level of Halo 3.
Alright, yeah.
I just called him Fester, and I would talk to him and all as we were walking around, and my obsession became so much that I actually physically made a skull, like, in real life, and, like, painted a gold tooth and all on it, and I started taking it into school with me and talking.
That's the... I'm gonna guess Thunderstorm. Being in our...
I'll check.
I'm gonna go Thunderstorm.
It's not that. But I don't know. But, I started taking it into school, and I would take it out in drama and, like, put it on my table and talk to it, and then when people weren't looking, I would move it around the room.
Is it Shakespeare where he talks to the skull?
Hamlet.
Yes,
alas, poor Yorick, I knew him well. So, I would take him out, and I would talk to him, and I would tell people stories about what Fester got up to. And one of the guys in our class one day, and this is one of my favorite compliments ever, baby, is like, do you know, if anyone else came into school and took out a skull and started talking to it, it would be fucking weird. But when Selby does it, it just works.
You just be like, this is my sister's skull.
No,
it's fucking tiny, like.
No, I had a whole fucking backstory for him, and also it did. It went back thousands of years, it was all.
Oh, that's a bit rough, like.
One time I had to go to school and bring a tiger.
What did you think it was, Jared?
Thunderstorm?
It was Mythic.
That was it. I should've just asked Fester, he's still in my bedroom, I still have him.
Yeah,
I
still have that.
I know. I actually have him in my room positioned towards.
All right, so I reckon we'll make Selby stories. Selby, how did you get stabbed?
He tried to hug a guy.
I tried to hug some dude, and he was like, "Nah," and he stabbed me in the arm. And I remember.
What did he stab you with?
It's not a compass. It's, you know those things for a map that look like a compass, but it has 2 points on it?
Oh, yeah.
We'll
just call it a two-pronged compass.
A two-pronged...
Are you talking about the thing you do for angles?
No. But it's like...
Yeah, I think so.
No, it's not. It's for getting
the
thing
scale
on a map.
The thing you do for angles is a compass, but instead of, like, having a pen... Place your pencil or pen, it has 2 points on the end of it.
It has 2 points. It's for doing the scale on a map. Like, you get the distance, and then you, like, sort of walk it along the road. So you know how far you have to travel.
Yeah, anyway.
For some reason, he had one of those, which is weird, because we never needed one in geography.
You
need one while walking down the street, too.
That's what it is. And,
an anti-hug device.
So I went in for a hug, and he pulled it out of his pocket and jammed it into my upper arm and pulled it down.
That's a real nigga right there.
It is, in fact, just called a compass.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's surprising.
But it left me with a really bad-off scar. But I remember looking down at it at the time, and the only thing I could say was, this is a bit of a negative development. Because I was in shock.
Yeah, you went
through... Oh! I remembered what the little drama story was. I remembered. It was a day I quit school.
Oh god, that was hilarious.
See, I knew there was another drama.
There's a day I quit school. See, I knew I was quitting school because they made me do history and I really didn't want to do history. I was just getting constantly bitched at because I didn't want to do history. I just didn't go to class and shit. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just leave.
Fuck history.
But I had to go feel all the shit first for quitting, but I didn't tell anyone I was quitting. And I went into drama and I'd been told, yeah, I can quit. And he swore to me, I was like, yeah, I'm quitting. And that was it.
Yeah, but
before this, we were doing this play. I took all the fucking really long lines, like all the really fucking like hard ones. And then like a week before the exam, I quit.
It was hilarious.
And everyone else had to pick up my slack.
I remember I refused to take any of your lines. I was like, nope, I'm not doing it. Oh. I was like, I don't care. I was like, he knew what he was doing. I'm not paying for it.
I didn't know what I was doing.
But so yeah, the guy that stabbed me got to, all you know, all he got was
he got sent home for a day.
Yeah, he got sent home till the
he
end.
He got
of
sent.
The day.
So he properly...
He stabbed him up, like, stabbed him up.
Should you name and shame somebody that stabbed you?
I don't think he was his
no,
name.
No, I'm not going to. I don't want to get sued.
Do you even know his name?
I know his first name, but I can't remember his last name.
Yeah, well, fuck you, David.
It wasn't David.
I was...
I'm going to call him Charles. He's Charles to me.
Yeah, let's call him Charles from now on.
Stabbed by Charles with a Charlie's compass. There you go.
Charles in charge of my arm. He stabbed it. But I got my revenge on him because he came from a really, really religious family.
Wait, what? Dad, what?
Shut up! Story! Fucking hell!
Yeah, we're interacting with the story, though. And Selby's
interacting. It's an interactive story. We go in and out.
It's a scratch and sniff story.
Around
everyone,
and around.
Scratch your anus and sniff.
Do I want to know what, like, revenge you got after somebody fucking...
Yo, he would tell you, but you interrupted him telling you what his revenge was to ask him what his revenge was.
It's
like,
multi-layered.
Seriously.
Allow the layer to seep in. Allow the layers. We need layers.
This is a scratch and sniff story. Everyone scratch her off and sniff your finger.
Set that.
It smells like plums.
I know, but Ty overtook me. Plums. Really, Ty? Okay, so I got my revenge on him because it came from a really, really religious family.
So you
touted? No, I didn't tout. I wasn't going to tout. You can't be a tout. I'm from the Shankle. If you tout, you get killed.
I'm back.
Let's say that word. Fucking Jared knows.
You know, I'm gonna think that he is Turkish. I'm gonna call him Charles the Turkish.
Okay. So it came from a really religious family, and I had a whole lot of blank DVDs in my house. So I can't remember exactly, but I made up a fake name of what sounded like a really fucking smutty porn. I think it was like big breasted black babes 5 or something like that. I don't know. and then I read. I'm not going to say his name, but let's call him Charles. I read Charles's copy on the bottom, and then I like snapped it so that his parents couldn't check the disc. And I walked past his house and sort of dropped it outside the front door. And his dad came home and found the disc, and all I seen was him going in, slamming the door shut really hard, and the dude didn't come out of his house again for like a month.
I thought he wasn't. Ha! I thought you were going to say he wasn't going to come out at all. I was like, holy fuck,
he died. Selby killed a guy.
Selby wasn't directly killed him.
He didn't come back out again. Like, he wasn't allowed to leave the house at all. And when he came into security, he just sat quietly at the back of the room.
Got
like,
him.
I got that kid in serious trouble.
That's a super got him. Like, that's going to be a little got him.
What's worse is he should have gotten more trouble for stabbing someone.
No, he really fucking should have.
That's just what GBH.
I've got another story involving.
But can I just say the downside to being me and having been stabbed is that no one ever believes me.
I believe it.
People always think, but you were there. People always think I'm taking the piss. Because I've
involved. There's way too much backstory for you to be taking the piss on.
Well, yeah, but now you've heard. But I do volunteer youth work, and sometimes I be telling the kids and shit.
You should write tattoo the whole story right next to the scar.
I sure that'll be awesome. But I do volunteer.
Stop my compass here.
But I try to tell the kids the story, and they're like, "No, they didn't. Tell me that didn't happen. You're joking. What really happened?" I'm like, "No, really." And they're like, "No, Selby's joking. Selby's joking." And no one ever takes me seriously.
You're a kidder.
I am a kidder.
Yeah. So here's one. So our friend Lindsay. So shout out to Lindsay before we get going here.
Lindsay's a
Lohan.
Two. I love Lindsay.
Lohan.
Yeah, sure. Okay. But So Lindsay one time brought a knife into school just to show like his friends it and stuff.
You told me this.
Lindsay
this.
Lohan's a dude.
But Yeah, Lindsay's a guy. Lindsay's a guy.
Lindsay, just point that out.
Lindsay's a bastard. Love him. But, so he brought his knife in to show his friends, and he was in the bathroom, like, cause, like, you know, there's no cameras in the bathroom, so he was showing his friends the knife in the bathroom right away. And then, like, he was in, like, what, third or fourth year? So a first year came in, and he saw it with the knife, and then it's probably funny to, like, point at him, and be like, give me your lunch money. And the kid actually did it.
Oh, God.
And he's like, no, I'm only joking. And I was like, oh, fuck. So, obviously the kid told the teacher, like, just got mugged in the bathroom. Yeah. As you would do.
Well, you would, yeah.
So, they suspended him and tried to send him home. But his mum was like, here, do what it is. I'm not taking time off work. So, you may fucking just keep him in school. So, he was suspended, but he just had to sit in school. So, he had to go to school to be suspended. And like, I don't even know how the fuck that happened. I think he got in trouble with a knife more than one time as well.
Although, you know, that's not the worst thing that could happen to you in a public bathroom.
That's true. Go to Kremlin and people try and shake you off while you pee.
Bollocks, really?
Oh yeah, Craig came out of today. Last time he was in the Kremlin, he was taking a piss, and the Kremlin's a gay bar, I should point that out. This guy came over, and he's like, oh, you're hot as fuck, and just grabbed his dick while he was pissing.
I love
So what you do is, if you ever want jerked off while you're in Belfast, just stand in the toilet, go to Kremlin and just stand with your dick out, because it's unisex toilets, so.
Do you know what's hilarious is the fact that you felt that he needed to classify that it was a gay bar and not the fucking German House of Parliament.
Yeah. Well,
like,
no,
if you went to the German House of Parliament, people would just try to...
No, because, like, just because it's called Kremlin, I mean, there's no way of knowing what it's a gay bar, but yeah, it has unisex toilets, which is weird. So it's just one bathroom, there's got guys and girls, it's just toilet.
Oh, okay, that's weird.
A bit weird. So, oh, yeah, see the toilets in Victoria Square?
Oh, my
Designed
God.
Designed for wanking.
Oh, yeah,
Designed
the
for wanking.
Chris, is it just beer?
Is that the ones where you always steal the drink out of the vending machine from?
No, that's the ones upstairs.
Oh, right, the very top of Victoria Square, the toilets are like brick walled.
They're designed for wanking. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
They're brick walled on either side, right from the floor to the ceiling, so there's no gap above and below. And the door is sealed all the way around as well, so there's no gap above and below. And there's a light in each one, so you could just sit in there and have a wank, and no one would know.
Probably camp it out all night, really, if you tried.
You could camp it out all night, I reckon you could.
We should try that.
I reckon you just put an out-of-order sticker in the front of the door and you'd be grand.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. And you could just
sit... We should try that.
You could just sit in there and flop your brain.
How long you could actually go for
it. Oh, does Victoria Square stay open 24/7?
Well, the actual complex has to open because it's open out, so...
Victoria Square is
the security can be a bit of a knob sometime and be like...
It's crazy. A fucking rental cop's always knobs.
Me and my buddy Connor got shouted at one time walking through Victoria Square because we were both wearing Deadpool masks that I made. And the guy came up to us.
At first, you can see why, Selby.
Well, the guy came up to us and says, you can't wear those. We're like, why? He's like, just, you know, you do something, like, you get up to something. I was like, but in all fairness, if we were going to do something, wearing two big red masks kind of makes us stick out like a sore thumb. And so, why would we be stupid enough to do something? Why is wearing masks to draw attention to us? Surely, if we were going to do something, we wouldn't be wearing a mask. And then I said, you should be suspicious of the other 237 people that are walking around here, and not us. And the guy could aggravate us and threw us out.
You can see why, though.
I can't see why. It's fucking hilarious. Oh, God.
Ty, did you buy the Counter-Strike maps?
Yeah, I just did.
Have you tried them yet?
No, should I? Right now?
Yeah, fuck it. We'll give a running commentary on Counter-Strike.
I am missing one glove.
Well, thanks for that, Chris.
Yeah, fuck, that's them valuable earlier. Feedback. yeah. News. Valve released the Counter-Strike Global Offensive Community map pack. Ty, how many remakes are there in it?
Remakes that I remember from the original Counter-Strike, these could... be other Counter-Strike. It's not only Counter-Strike, it's community-made as well.
Alright, sure, so, I'll give you the list of maps and you can tell me what ones are remakes.
From what I saw, the remakes... Yeah, just give me the list and I'll tell you which one are the remakes because right, I played Counter-Strike a lot.
Museum, Downtown, CS 1.1, Classic Thunder, Motel, Favela, Dockside, Area C...
Favela's one. I'm pretty sure Downtown's one too. That's one where you go save the hostages.
And the Labyrinth Library.
But they're mostly community made. Oh. And plus, there could be ones from non-Counter-Strike Source and non-Counter-Strike 1.0.
Well, what's really cool is Valve are like giving some of the money back to the map creators. They don't say how much, but it's still cool.
It's officially $5, but right now it's on Steam sale for $2.99.
Yeah, it's on sale for a limited time. How long is it on sale for?
No idea.
Probably just the weekend.
Just a quick note, there's just not a lot of gaming news this week, which is kind of why we're shooting shit a little bit.
Yeah.
This is what we wanted the podcast to be like, though.
Yeah, it's fun, though.
Yeah, but it's nice that, but that's the thing that the whole point of like us doing this is that it's just like news that mainly interests us. There's other boring statistic figures about like Nintendo sales on the Wii U and Sony sales on PS4 or pre-orders and shit, but nobody really gives a fuck.
But no, I'm just letting the viewers know that.
We're going to scoop Fooling X thing. Just to get it going here. I'm fucking Pizza Hut app on the 360.
Holy shit.
A genius or idiot?
Have you actually tried this shit?
We don't have it.
Do we actually not have it?
I mean, no. We don't have it. Like, Britain doesn't have it? Or?
Yeah.
Oh.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Why would we not get a Pizza Hut app? Like, I could actually use that in Scotland.
We'll get it soon, but they're testing it in America first.
See, what I think sucks more is we waited so long for an internet browser on the Xbox, and then
no one uses it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know why? The keyboard's a piece of shit.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Xbox
see,
really
the
needs
new,
to address that.
See the new app keyboards? It's ridiculous. It's like, what's the fuck with this alphabetical bullshit in a single
line? It's just alphabetical in a fucking line.
Yeah, it's just like, it'd be fine if it was alphabetical and you could skip down and through keys and shit.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that it's across a single line and you have to hold, like, across for a solid 3 seconds.
Well, you can use the bumpers to skip a little bit.
Yeah, well, I suppose it'd be alright if you had one of those keypads, but who the fuck bought one of those things? Like,
I think it should include those as standard with the controls. Because.
Well, you can use a USB keyboard as well.
Just give us the standard keyboard, like the QWERTY keyboard from every other.
I love me some QWERTY.
Feature.
I'll QWERTY you.
That's
the Pizza Hut out of the way because there's nothing for me to say. America has a Pizza Hut app. We'll get it soon.
I was really hoping
buy
we had
pizza.
Because, like, yeah. Out of curiosity, is there actually a Pizza Hut here that delivers?
Yeah, there's not a few of them.
Oh my god, do you guys know the comedian Mitch Hedberg? I know Chris does.
Yeah.
Jared, do you know?
That's familiar.
Well, he does a bit about pizza. He's like, Pizza Hut had a promotion once where they were like, we will honor any of our competitors' coupons. And Mitch Hedberg was like, I wanted to use that as an opportunity to take Pizza Hut down a peg. I was going to open a chain of Mitch's pizza restaurants and I was going to release a coupon that was like, unlimited free pizza. Not redeemable at any of the Mitch's Pizza restaurants worldwide. And then you just send people into Pizza Hut. Trying to take them down.
If you're wondering why I said it that weird way, that's actually how the guy talks because he has had read about Stitch, right?
Yeah, oh, he died of a drug overdose, right? Solid. He's my favourite comedian. The guy was hilarious. But yeah, he had a really unique way of delivering his jokes because he'd horrible stage fright. He just wanted to say them really quickly.
Funny as dick, so.
But it makes, oh, it's hilarious. I would recommend anyone listening go to YouTube and search for Mitch Hedberg right now. Because he is the funniest man you will ever hear.
Counter-Strike
Global
Offensive, start again.
Chai's just going to go play
Global Offensive. Hopefully all being well, within the next few weeks, we will have our own website.
Hopefully. All being well, and us not being skinned.
Like, I mean, if need be, I'll just pay for it, and then we'll work about it later.
That was fast. I played on Motel first, by the way.
Motel is the first Global Offensive map. Ty gets to play.
Why don't we get Ty's whole rating for the week while he's playing a game here?
Hey, Ty, what's your game and what's your whole rating?
Have I given Dark Souls a whole rating yet?
No.
No.
Don't think so.
Dark Souls whole rating of 28.
28?
28. I fucking loved. I've been playing so many Dark Souls these past
that
two weeks.
That is true. You've been playing a shit of it last game as well.
Oh my god. What I do is, don't go, oh my god, I can't believe he's doing this. But what I've been doing, since I've beaten Dark Souls already several times, I got hacks for it. So
I can't believe he's doing this.
I can't believe he's doing this.
You get what's coming, Ty.
Yeah, everyone's seen that.
Go on.
Jesus Christ, it's so loud. Oh my god. Ah, I can't hear anything. Ah.
What?
Okay, is it better now?
Yeah.
We were fine. You know what? I was just freaking the fuck out of it.
Just casually freaking out.
So you got hacks for Dark Souls? We can't believe it.
Yeah, and the reason why I get hacks for Dark Souls is so I can quickly level my characters and try out new builds.
Oh.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Let's just checking out the game. It's not like breaking the gameplay, I suppose.
Now, there's invincibility on it, but I don't use it. I'm just gonna throw it out there. What I do is I level my guy up and I use infinite materials, infinite, items, so I can just, you know, play Dark Souls PvP, because I love the PvP of Dark Souls. It's so fun. It's what I wanted.
Shit. No, continue. It's alright. Talk about it in that.
Okay.
As you were, Ty, as you were.
Alright. It is, I love Dark Souls. The PvP is like, you get to use all the weapons. I'm just gonna say, Blade Out or Dark Souls, must buy if you like playing difficult games and having fun. Yes.
So, Ty, are you ever going to review a game that has less than 20 holes?
Ty, you want me to review a game that has less than 20 holes right now?
Every game you've reviewed so far has been like 28 holes, 29
holes.
That's
because
the games
you're asking
me to review a game. Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, you sell me, how many holes would you give Ant-Man?
30,000.
Ah, exactly. How many holes would you give fucking Postman Pass Adventure?
16.
Yeah, so there you go, shut the fuck up.
That's a good game, fuck you.
Yeah, one gaming thing that we did want to talk about, Chris, for Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Well, you wanted to,
Ty, have you seen Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon?
It looks freaking crazy and amazing.
Okay, yeah,
what is the crack with this? I haven't seen nothing regarding this.
I'll say, I'll see the gameplay trailer here. It looks absolutely awesome. It's basically, the idea is to take the 80s concept of like, nuclear future in like the year 2000 and something, and make it into like how all the 80s scene that future was going to be. So it's all like cheap VHS type feel with all this, and it has the dude from Aliens and Terminator, Michael Biehner.
Oh god. Okay, the map I'm playing first is actually Library. It's Hold Me Motel. Jesus Christ, it is a shitstorm. This map is tiny. It is smaller. I think it's smaller than Shipment on Call of Duty 4. And it's Counter-Strike. It's crazy as hell.
So it's pretty small, Ty?
Do you want to, Ty, see, since you mentioned Call of Duty 4, you might as well just use it as a tie-in, because, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Xbox... Ty is a tie-in. I see what you did
there. Xbox makes it. Oh my god, I'm getting, like... I think I'm Dan. No, I'm good. Oh god, my chest. So fuck.
Well, Chris is Dan again.
Ah, hang on. I feel like I'm going to move it out.
Do I gotta replace you with another clone?
You might.
Oh, here comes number 4.
That's a long going story now. It's fucking still on. Right. On the back of the Xbox magazine, there was a thing saying, Call of Duty is the world's most popular game, killing the industry.
That's an interesting thought. It is a little bit.
It's encouraging developers not to try anything new.
Yeah, it's making it okay for them to re-release
and try not to do anything new at all. Same engine, same everything. Let's just not
slightly better graphics.
I love how Ty started off like he was going to do a really long lister. I did two. Same engine.
That's all you need.
Everything.
It's true though.
Yeah, but it's made it okay for them to re-release the same game every year.
Yeah, it's every year.
Different skins.
and Assassin's Creed's doing it now.
Yeah.
And FIFA's
been
doing it for years.
You see, sports games you can't really count those because...
Yeah, well, it's not a lot really
helping. You know. Sports games, all it is, they update the rosters. Sometimes they use like a new physics engine, like a new FIFA this year, or like they're using a completely new physics engine and they're all really proud about it. Same with Madden. And first though, see NBA, the new NBA game, it actually looks fucking incredible.
Oh.
The guy I was playing at Luke's house, and oh, it looks good. Like, I know it's a weird thing to say, but see the detail in the shorts? It looks incredible. I want to really good thing to point out.
That's like one of the only things they can do to it is just increase the detail.
It looks really good. Like, I mean, I just, like, they play really well though. Alright,
Salvi, that's the trailer for Far Cry, by the way.
I will watch it as you guys are.
It looks really, really good. It's like taking the whole concept of lasers and robots and cyborgs and all that and turning it into this 80s vision of the future. It's like the year 2007 and the year Earth's been ravaged by nuclear war.
Ooh.
And this is what it is. Basically, it's the whole 80s cheese of laser cyborgs, blow up the bad guys, get the girl.
Should I buy it and tell you guys about it?
Yes.
Far Cry? You can buy it and play it for next week. I think it's out the first.
What is it called?
Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. Right?
Guys,
is it an add-on or is it a standalone?
It's a standalone, which is really cool. Cause
hey, that's what I was trying to ask.
Is it going to be a full... release, or is it going to be like a...
Oh no, it's already released. Oh wait, no it isn't. It's going to be released in May 1st.
And, yeah, so you can play it for the next one.
Yeah, no, but I mean, is it going to be a full price release or is it going to be a half price release?
It's cheap. It's like
$12. $15.
Yeah, so half price release.
Yeah. So it's not going to be as big as a full release, but it's still going to be really cool. It's even at the soundtrack's amazing as well.
Yeah, you can download when you buy the game. Oh, when you pre-order it. Soundtrack.
Soundtrack's awesome. It's like one I really, really
want.
The
game looks fucking crazy. Holy shit, it's awesome. It looks like they have a whole shit ton of like Duke Nukem guns in this game.
Yeah, it's complete overkill, like, but it's really, really cool.
That looks pretty badass.
Ah, sucks. Died a bit there.
Do you know what wouldn't look out of place in this game? Dinosaurs. In my opinion,
it might be.
In my opinion, any game can be improved by adding dinosaurs.
Sadly, how far
fucking
are you into this trailer?
Didn't save Strachan.
1 minute 9 seconds.
Keep watching.
Okay.
Right, so we've talked about that.
Nah, hang on. He wants fucking dinosaurs too. He can only keep watching.
Oh,
you guys
gotta
keep talking about watching. There's gonna be dead air.
Yeah, I know. But no. Jared, you know what? Jared wants dead air. We're fine.
Jared wants it all.
Everyone just sit quiet.
Jared's giveaway that they're clearly gonna be either dinosaurs or dragons or something.
I was a fucking dickhead. Can't even defend yourself, Jared.
Not Jared.
Because I'm watching shit, that's why.
You know,
I'm hardly being a dickhead.
Oh my god, this map is terrible.
Still playing Counter-Strike?
They're like, in this map, the library, this is the freaking tactical way to play it. Everybody buys a flash grenade, chucks it on the other side, nobody can see shit, everybody dies.
Sat nudes out of the fucking spawn.
I just got flashed again. I can't even see what gun I want to buy. I'm probably gonna die. I just died.
Were speaking about Call of Duty, so we can tie in our tie.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Did you wanna just talk about that, whatever the fuck that is? I have no idea what the hell. You just called Ghost.
Yeah, it's basically Tesco's listed a listing for Call of Duty Ghosts, new Call of Duty game. Apparently, it's being denied by Activision.
Oh my god, big massive fucking scaly creature. Oh, I love it.
It gets even better than that. Yeah, but Call of Duty Ghosts, nothing's been said as what it is. It's just
give it like a month or no.
Yeah, give it like a month and more shit come out. But best guess, it's something to do with the character.
I
want to
play Favela 3, Favela, please.
Do what? Ty's seen a bit argumentative, so how about we just
wrap
up the last couple of topics quickly here?
Brief lasers.
Yeah.
Right, do what? Okay, so just get out of the way. I'm being a grandpa.
I'll be serious. I'll close and go now. Alright, let's talk. I'm sorry.
So, Darksider owners wanted to talk to the original creator about making a third game.
Yeah. Alright, Darksider.
Talk about that.
Darksiders was bought, was bought from THQ to Nordic Games. They also bought Red Faction and a couple other mini things. It was sold for a price of $4.9 million, which is absolutely fucking tiny, to be honest.
Yeah,
it really, really isn't, but THQ aren't really in the position to ask for a whole lot, considering how much money they owe.
Yeah.
Nordic Games aren't really a developer, they're a publisher. They published Alan Wake on PC, and Painkiller games. So, not really a whole lot. But they realize this, and that what they want to do is get a development team that will actually not fuck it up. So they've been talking to the original creators of Darksiders, which is really, really good to see that people notice that they can't do it, so they are in talks with other people. They have been approached by people who know the game, so after the original developers trying to get back in there. The original developers was Visual Games, so they could and just end up rehiring the original staff all over.
Yeah. Well, there you go. There's that covered.
Yeah, we
just knew everything about it. So,
have you actually realized we cover Darksiders quite a lot?
We do a bit.
Yeah, we've covered it in three separate podcasts, I think. But anyway, it's always been different, though. It's not the same shit.
What?
Yeah, for Darksiders.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in other news, I got Company of Heroes.
I have it.
Yeah, I'm number two, my bad. Company of Heroes 2. The new one. Yeah,
apparently
I'm playing the beta, and it's pretty good.
Soldiers can die of, pneumonia and shit.
Yeah, yeah, because what happens is there's like a cold mirror, because they added a new thing called a blizzard. Like, it's like a blizzard thing, so you guys can freeze to death. And it's a bitch. What it means, like, when it's a blizzard time, you know, Cuphead Heroes is an over-the-top strategy game. So yeah. What people do is they'll hunker down in their areas, and what you do in blizzard time is reinforce your areas. So that's what I do, that's the way I do it. And some people can do different things, like send their tanks or vehicles, because they added a whole new properties to, like, vehicles and stuff. Like, your vehicles can be places where you guys won't freeze because they're, like, hubs, you know? So, like, people tank rush and stuff and try to take over stuff while the blizzard's happening. And it's pretty cool. Gameplay is
just
like...
That's what I like about games like that, is when they do, like, lateral thinking. Instead of just making it a straightforward RTS game, they add factors like the blizzard and shit, as you say.
Yeah, but there's a couple downsides to it. One downside is the matchup is ridiculous. It's the Germans versus the Russians, but the Russians are so overpowered. Well, okay.
Well, it's in beta at the minute, though, isn't it?
Yeah, let me compare the things. Germany is, like, I'd say a faction of, like, hunker down. They can build bunkers. You can put your guys in houses and stuff. Well, anybody can put the guys in houses. But they're more of a stationary hunker defense guys, you know? And on the other side, the Russians are extreme rushers. Extreme rushers. And they have this thing where it's, Molotovs, and they're the most overpowered thing I think in the game, and it's just because your infantry can use them. And what happens is, if you throw a Molotov at a building, it burns you out of the building. But the thing is all the Germans do is hunker. That's their thing, is hunker down. And when the Russians could burn you out of places, you can't do anything. You really can't do anything. You could just leave. You tell you guys to retreat the building. By that time, they're all dying by the flames. And they're at, like, a third health, and you have to send them back to base. So Russians dominate early game, and then they'll get all that money from the early game domination. I can't do a 1v1 against the Russians and Germans, which is crazy. But the game's pretty fun. I like it. You can upgrade your guys with flamethrowers and stuff, bigger machine guns, make Panzergrenadiers that use rocket launchers, tanks. It's pretty baller.
On, like, that topic, what else have you guys been playing, Chris?
Injustice. Yeah. Sabi, what have you been doing? Actually, we actually started playing Dead End together for a bit earlier, but we had stuff to do, so.
When we started playing Dead earlier, it made me think about something. Remember, you know when we started playing it? We had no idea what any of the controls were, and what to do, and where we were going. Do you guys think there should be, like, a universally agreed control set? Like, for, like, one for, like, shooting games, one for fighting games, one for sports games?
It would be quite great, but...
That's not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen, exactly.
Cause everybody adds new stuff, like in Ghost Recon, you have that HUD ability where you can see where people are. Each shooting game and each fighting game has a different thing that they use.
Like Gears of War.
Yeah, Gears of War is like the most unique, the new Gears of War. Fuck Judgment. Judgment can start balls. Like Gears of War having the, it's really, really strange to say it, but having the weapon swap on the D-pad. It's really, really, really different compared to, like,
melee being on B is just totally different.
Well, yeah. We went back to playing that Dead End, and me and Chris just had no idea what the controls were.
So we're going to have to restart.
Yeah, we're going to have to go back to the start play game. Although, I don't like the way Dead End does the... Like, you get stronger, but the zombies level up, so it always feels
You don't feel as if you're making progress at all.
You always just feel exactly the same as you did at the start of the game.
Yeah. That's like, the really fucking stupid thing, like...
I mean, I would understand, like...
Borderlands does that as well to me.
Like, yeah, Borderlands. But if you go back to an earlier level on Borderlands, the creatures will be weaker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you go back to an earlier
level. In Dead End, they level up exactly with you.
So if you're level 35, you'll encounter. If you go back to the first area you were in, you'll still encounter level 35 zombies.
It's dumb.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It just feels horrible when you're doing it. It feels like you're not making progress, and it doesn't feel like your characters are progressing and, like, learning to get stronger and survive better. It just feels like they're always stuck in this one spot. And it does do well to create a feeling of panic sometimes, but I feel like it could just make you, the areas you go into, have stronger zombies and still get that effect.
Yeah, I guess, like, they're kind of fucked up a little bit, like.
It's a great game, otherwise. That's the only flaw I could give it. So it is. So I really enjoy it. I love the whole scavenging around trying to get one weapon you can't, furiously searching for some health. You know, you always feel like you're one step away from death, but I feel like if you go back to an earlier stage, the zombies should be weaker.
Yeah, exactly. Like how it should be.
It bothers me just that it isn't like that.
Yeah.
But that blood dragon looks awesome.
Yeah.
I'm Parker buying
blood
that.
Blood dragon. May 1st.
I'm saving for that. I'm going to put money
in it. It's only like 12 quid. You buy it on the arcade as well.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah,
do you
check
have
this,
to have
check this out.
Far Cry
check this out.
Thing to play it?
What, sorry?
What is this, Ty?
Do you have to have the old Far Cry game to play it?
No, it's just a complete standalone.
Oh my god, I'm so bad at it.
Oh,
right,
I have seen this.
What's this? Cat in a shark suit riding a rombo and chasing a duck. That's fucking genius.
Ty sends us the strangest links. I amaze me at the high finds these things.
Have you seen this?
I'm painfully aware of the fact that if we're all watching that, no one's talking to the viewers.
No, we're watching. We're talking.
Watching, we're talking and watching. We're multitasking like bosses.
Yeah. Something we talk about, though. That fucking dumbass bitch trying to park that motherfucking car.
I almost forgot about that. Yeah, right. For anyone who hasn't seen it, I don't know. I don't think anyone outside of Northern Ireland will particularly find this funny because it's like the comments that sort of make it. But
it's like there's a fucking bitch who's trying to fucking park a goddamn car, and she's with like Twimex trying to park it, and then there's a Twimex before they start recording her, and then it goes on for like a 15-minute video as she just cannot park this fucking car. Like, I don't even know. It's like the people offer to park it for her, she just gets fucking mad.
Pretty
it's
funny.
Like, oh my god, that's like, she tries for so long to park a car and it's not happening for her, like it's not going how she wants it to go.
I remember one time my uncle Sam was driving down. Sam's only got one leg. I haven't got much luck with uncles and legs. Sam has one leg, and we were driving down a one way street, but he was going the wrong way down the one way street. Some guy gets out of his car, comes down the street and walks right up to the car and like screams him out of Sam. It's a one-way street. So Sam waves down the window, sticks his head out and goes, I've only gone one fucking way. The window back up and drives off.
The parallel parking, anyone that needs to see what we're talking about, I suppose we could put it up on the page, up on our Facebook page, but it's literally...
This is why we need our website with a link, so we can have link dumps.
Yes, but anyway, all you have to do is search on YouTube, World's Worst Attempt at Parallel Parking. Yeah, so this woman just tries to parallel park. Literally, at one point, she's completely parked literally across the fucking street, vertically.
Yeah.
It's just, how do you manage that? I don't drive, and I could probably do a better job than that.
And, like, she hit the car in front of her, like, fucking 8 times.
I think I could do it.
Yeah, and the woman, like, shows up and all. It's just, like, the comments.
Some YouTube comments are fucking priceless.
One of the best comments I've ever seen was on the Protester Hero Hair Trigger video.
What was it?
The top comment was just, "Yo guys, here's $50 and some go-kart vouchers, go make a music video." And do you watch the video? Makes sense. Completely makes sense.
That's pretty funny.
I love that video though. It's so good. Yeah. I think Protester Hero does is great too.
You're a big fan, Chris, aren't you?
You could say that.
Yeah. I've never really been a big fan of just one band. I can't commit to one band. Unless it's Blaine from Glee. I love Blaine from Glee.
He's on tour, right? Yeah, Darren Criss is on tour.
I love Darren Criss. I would do things with that man. I'm not even gay, that's the thing. I just love
him. Do he also just check out if you like music? Periphery. No fucking Prue.
I don't know who that is.
Periphery or Prue? Tell him, Jared.
Right.
Cheers.
Jared fucking, fucking backing cheers. Up his friends like a boss.
I was trying to think of something adequate. I'll go with the tag.
So, Jared, what's your favorite band?
Van Halen.
This is Van Halen, Jared.
He's Van Halen.
Do it with Van
Halen. I am buying this game. Check out this game, guys.
What game is it?
It's called Insurgency. Have you guys heard this?
Nope.
Yeah.
I think I've seen this.
I'm going to send you guys a video. Check it out. We should talk about this because this shit looks amazing.
Talk about it a bit because, because now we're starting to go out of space on our archives and stuff, I'm very concerned about how long our podcast is going on.
A long episode.
Yeah.
No,
we could wrap
this one up. No, we're saving certainty for next week because we really need to start saving space.
Can we
talk stories.
About the Xbox rumors and then wrap it up?
Yep, so yeah. Ty, we're going to leave uncertainty for now.
Alright.
We'll have a quick, just because like, we really do need to start saving space on the website.
Okie dokie, alright, Chokey.
I'm not trying to cut you off, man. It's just,
you're just being extremely rude and a douchebag, I understand.
Yeah,
yeah. Scooty understands. Let's keep going.
I honestly, to God, I thought our recorder stopped.
Oh, dude, this is a second time.
No, because I was having it on my screen and it minimized itself. And I was like, oh shit, where the fuck is it? I opened it up, so it's still gone. Yeah, Xbox rumors. So, one of the rumors people are saying is that the next Xbox is going to be called the Xbox Delta.
Before you go into the rumors, probably just point out that the next Xbox is being shown on the 21st.
Of May.
Yes.
You guys have high hopes for it?
Yes.
Yes.
What do you think? Is it going to be better or worse than the PS4?
You can't call it at all. It could be a piece of shit.
I'm just going to call out worse.
What? You think worse, Ty?
I think worse.
I think it's going to be better. Because
I've been an Xbox fanboy since the original Xbox came out, and I think it's going to be worse.
I think it's going to be better because they're announcing so long after Sony. I think they've the PS4, and they've been
I
like...
I just don't think it's going to be together.
I mean, it's like impossible to call it. I mean, it could come out, it could be a piece of shit, it could be the most amazing fucking thing ever, or it could just be exactly on par with the PS3. Yeah. It's like 4.
The only thing that would stop me buying it would be if it has that either always online or blocks pre-owned games.
See, always online would kind of bother me a bit, but that would be mainly because I like to play fighting games with up in the gaming society.
Yeah.
And you can't do that if it's going to always be fucking online.
Exactly.
That's the whole point of going to those things, is that you play locally so you have to do the lag. By the way, playing Injustice online and trying to play in person, you're going to fuck yourself up.
Does that change? Don't
do it. It's so fucking different. I couldn't land any fucking thing at all.
Why is it so different?
I have no idea. Like, I was like, I have like a pretty good combo with Deathstroke that does like 37% damage. Couldn't land it. Just could not land it.
Couldn't you land it online?
Yeah, you land it online perfectly. Like, absolutely perfectly online.
For a second, I thought you made it up in shit.
No, I can do it completely fine online. Like, I land it in, like, Will and shit all the time, land it in ranked games all the fucking time, but serious time to play Chris, couldn't do it. Just could not fucking do it.
That guy is amazing, though, as well.
Oh, yeah, fuck, that's combo card. That's what he fucking does, like.
He's amazing, that guy. I can't believe it. Oh, when he was doing combos, it was just like, whoa.
Yeah, like, that's what he does, though. Like, he'll get a game and he'll lob that fucking thing for hours.
Right,
like,
lob that? What?
Just sit and practice one, just figure everything out. Sit in a lab.
Oh, how do people react when you play Deathstroke?
No one give a fuck.
Why do people bitch about
Ty hates Deathstroke because online people spam the fuck out of Deathstroke.
Oh.
That's why I stopped playing The Injustice pretty much. I couldn't take it.
Ty has just money to piss away upon.
Called this, by the way.
We told you this. I already did.
What was it? What did you call?
Ty would just stop playing.
Ty would just stop playing Injustice.
In fairness, though, Ty seems to be playing a new game every week.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
So that's why he gets to do the whole raid.
Yeah, exactly. See, okay. I love Injustice, though.
You love it?
Yeah.
The thing I love most about it is watching Solomon Grundy get kicked downstairs.
You get Selby, one of the guys was playing Grundy against Cobblecock's Catwoman. And see, right, don't it? Right, so Chris found this combo. Chris can confuse himself because, like, fucking 15 Chris's to play fucking fighting games up now.
Yeah, so Cobblecog.
Yeah, so Cobblecog is playing Catwoman, and he's got this combo with Catwoman that if you're mid-screen, he can get you to the edge of the screen and then cause a fucking screen transition. Like, every single fucking time that's that combo, you're getting fucking transitioned off the fucking screen. And there's one of the levels, it's Wonder Woman's, like, stage,
yep,
where you get knocked down some stairs, and Selby sings the Slinky song to be Solomon Grundy.
He walks down stairs, a loader, a perk, everyone knows he's Grundy, it's Grundy, it's Grundy, it's all for a girl. And it fits to the way he bounces, like, the time.
It does make fucking perfect sense.
So me and Chris are sitting watching it, and every time Solomon Grundy gets kicked down the stairs, we started singing it.
It was great. But, no, Cobblecock's is fucking sick motherfucker.
Who's imagining, should it be Cobblecock?
I'd beat it with Solomon Grundy.
Nah.
Yeah.
Not a fucking chance. Not a fucking chance.
Did I tell you that I was playing Injustice and one of my friends got one of the big streamers to face me and
that was so fucking clutch though. That was so hype actually.
Oh yeah, you were there, you saw it, right?
Yeah, that was so fucking
hype. Why didn't I get to see this? Where the fuck was
it? It was amazing. Sweet. It was one of the top Injustice streamers and I was fighting him. One of our friends convinced the guy to do
Corey.
A 1v1 against me for the first ones to win to three. And
best to three, best to three, yeah.
First to three. And yeah, I was first. So close to winning.
He barely beat you the first round with you using Grundy.
Yeah, he had a he couldn't even see his health bar.
Yeah, did he shit on you, Bane, or did you beat him with Bane?
You beat
him with Black Adams, he chewed you up with Bane, then you got him with Grundy the second time, and then the third time you were playing Grundy again, and... No, you were playing Raven.
Raven.
You were playing Raven, and he beat you Raven. Like, barely beat you Raven.
No, the third game I beat him with Raven. He beat me when I was Solomon Grundy, just barely.
Oh.
Yeah, I played Solomon Grundy, I had no life left, he had a full bar, and I beat him.
He did, he fucking, no, it was that so was fucking so new to watch clutch. That shit. There was this kid who's been like, oh, that Grundy's a piece of shit. Fucking such comeback.
Nice.
And then the guy was like, oh.
Yeah, and then the guy fucking who was calling him shit added him on Xbox Live, and so me, Ty, and Corey decided, oh, fuck it, we'll go host the King of the Hill. And the guy joined, right? I absolutely fucking shit on him.
What is King of the Hill and Lead in Injustice?
It's just, the wing of stairs on.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a lobby of cycling through.
Oh.
So, I shit on the kid he joined.
Yeah.
And then he left, and then he invited Ty to play. So Ty's like, oh yeah, I'll play. He invited Ty to online training mode.
I was just like, what the fuck
is this guy doing?
Yeah, but that guy started talking shit, and then I just showed him up right there. I had a little life bar, and what I would do was I would go up to him, I'd do a Solomon Grundy combo, then I'd use my pound down to bounce him up, and when he was just getting up, I'd grab him, do my Grundy combo, and then I did my hit attack again, but with the grab, and I landed a perfect grab.
That's a really good reset.
That's awesome. I like Solomon Grundy.
It's weird to think that Grundy's a Vortex character, though.
What's a Vortex character?
Just, he can just constantly keep you in mix-ups and get you in the combo quite easily.
I thought he'd be a heavy character.
While you're knocked down, he's already getting set up to fucking get you back in the combo.
I thought he'd be a heavy character.
No, he is, but Vortex is a playstyle.
Oh.
So there's Vortex, Rushdown, mix-up, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So.
It's like Flash
is a Vortex, but he's also like a Rushdown as well.
That makes sense with him being the Flash and whatnot.
Yeah.
Alright, here, Chris. You were about to say about the Xbox rumor. What was it? The names are really weird.
Yes, okay, so people are saying, because there is an Xbox, you know, so we're going to wait. If you think about the PlayStation controller, it's got, you know, the triangle, circle, square, and the X on it. So the people are saying Xbox, you know, X and square.
Yeah.
On the original PlayStation controller. Xbox 360, X, square, circle. So people are saying the next Xbox is going to be the Xbox Delta, because triangle is the symbol for Delta.
And then there's another rumor that it's the Xbox Infinite.
Yeah.
It's got the, like...
And then it's 720 is what everyone's fucking saying, but that's...
I really hope it's not.
Infinite sounds alright. Infinite, I don't mind.
There's also rumors of the Iron Box.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Right, it's a definite rumor now because of the fact that you've cited it.
That's what it is.
It's not a second source.
There's also a very basic design for it we found online.
Very basic design for the Iron Box.
Some would say it was made in paint within 2 minutes.
It may have been done by me, but we don't know.
No proof.
Right.
But I'm a massive Iron Man fan, and I think I can link it into.
I think that's everything.
Yeah. I think the Iron Man 3 movie was awesome.
Jared's indifferent.
I'm indifferent. I'll talk about it next week when I've seen it.
I've seen the survey. What I want to maybe go see it on the weekend.
All of us should go.
Yeah, and we need 2 weeks before we actually go into it.
Oh yeah, right now.
Spoiler cast.
Can't be spoilering shit.
2 weeks you can spoil
two,
it.
2 weeks. People have had 2 weeks to go see this film.
So go and watch it.
Dude, it's amazing. I managed go the entire lifespan of Dark Knight being out without getting spoiled for me.
Really?
Yeah, that time I watched it in your house, the first time I watched it, didn't know anything that was going to happen in that movie.
Oh yeah, well, that's
weird. The only thing I knew is that he had sexually a woman, and that's in because of college humor.
Hey, can we not talk about Iron Man till after next week?
Yeah, that's
what we're not going to.
Because I can't watch Iron Man until I get back to Miami, and that's going to be next week.
Oh, okay, that'll be good.
Okay, so people, go watch Iron Man.
Yeah, go watch Iron Man 3, and come talk to me and Jared about it. Particularly me, though, because I love it.
I love
Iron Man. I do.
You gotta say it like you're really forcing out yourself.
I love it.
Alright. Okay, Chris?
What do you mean, okay, Chris?
I'm just being... Okay, we got this. Shut up.
Do we?
Yeah. I don't think so. In all fairness, we ain't got shit.
What are we doing right now? What's going on?
I have no idea how I got here.
We did not have that much material today. Not gonna lie.
we still got a fucking hour and fucking 15 minutes out of it, though.
Yeah, wow, because we shot the shit for ages, right?
Yeah, that's why we're fucking. What's fine?
Can we say goodbye to our viewers?
No. We don't have viewers. You're doing a
yeah,
talk.
I know, but that's the thing now. So it's.
So our listeners are going to call viewers, that's
yeah,
what it's
about. Atomic effect, go.
If you're far hung up the B2B podcast, you're considered
you're a viewer.
You're
a viewer, whether you watch us or not. I like to think people watch us from the bushes. And considering the times in America, you know, that's commitment.
People, I live in Vietnam.
Nam was hell, right?
Nam was hell.
Okay, Nam you live in Vietnam, hell. I live in the moment. Oh,
Kill yourself, please.
Let's go shake our heads and...
Right, okay,
that
so...
That was another pun. Everybody walk away.
Okay, yeah, that's it. We're leaving another pun. Okay, so everyone say goodbye.
I love you guys.
Penis.
Fucking my god.
Always. What is it with Ty? Just name a body.
It's always Ty.
It's always Ty.
Something, just something.
I imagine Ty would be in the autoerotic asphyxiation. And I don't know why. I just, it seems like the type.
He doesn't know.
Wait, what? That I would do what?
Yeah, exactly, Ty.
Choke yourself while you choke yourself.
I don't understand what anybody said. Okay.
That's because there's no oxygen going to your mind.
Got him good, dude.
You did. We both got him, Chris. That was a team got.
Have you stopped recording?
No, we're still recording.
You kidding?
Say hi to your viewers, Jared.
Cole, I'm concerned about the amount of storage space we have left.
Quote, Grandpa Jared. Right,
I'm calling it.
I'm calling it. Right, everyone say goodbye again.
Okay, goodbye, people.
Mark,
letters again.
What the fuck? Oh, whatever, bye.